Man can never fool Mother Nature. September the 3rd, 2020. The real revolution is beginning. Soon, the one percenters will not exist on Onuareke. The white man's Bible says, let's create man in our image. Their religion promotes racism. The white colonial settlers purport that the Negro man has no soul and that we are not human beings. Chief Dan George says the following, it is hard for me to understand a culture that not only hates and fights his brothers, but even attacks nature and abuses her. Man must love all creation or he will love none of it. Love is something you and I must have. We must have it because our spirit feeds upon it. Without love, our self-esteem weakens. Without it, our courage fails. Without love, we can no longer look out confidently at the world. Instead, we turn inwardly and begin to feed upon our own personalities, and little by little, we destroy ourselves. It's their myth to justify our racism and hate. We were to be annihilated, like the buffalo, which was our livelihood. The genocide continues while they continue to try to destroy nature. Black Lives Matter creates division and intensifies racism. Kainere Goa, the Great Peace, can change the ongoing hatred. On Turtle Island, the Council of Women must take their proper place in the decision-making system as the natural creators of life on Turtle Island. They maintain the community and the children. The children and the unborn have all the rights to the land. The Council of Men get their direction from the women, the Gohadi Jokwaniyo, the title holders. All the people are caregivers. When the women assert their mandate, the 1% system of control will dissolve. The 1%ers want to enslave all people and bring all countries under their control. Creation never intended that. Man is not smarter than nature. Each part of life has its own responsibility. Trying to make everybody conform makes it easier for them to control us. Creation creates variety. Each tree has responsibilities. Our gardens are all different. The white man makes a huge garden with big machines and sprays dangerous chemicals all over it to destroy our land. When they overproduce, rather than giving it away to those who need it, they destroy it. Otherwise, the bank will take over their company. The corporate future is eroding quickly. Everywhere people are terrified to go to work or school. We know the invaders never cared for us. The imposed Band Council system is to make it appear that the Indians are taking care of themselves. Indian Affairs is in charge of the prison system called reservations. They support the framework agreement to extinguish us as the true and only original people of Turtle Island. The children are not outside playing and helping the community. They are inside watching TV or playing games or going to parties. They don't talk to each other to learn what's going on. The invaders want finality to their unlawful claim to our land and resources. They want to continue destroying our birthright. Today at Oswego Six Nations, our young people are standing up to protect our land and rights. We must remain steadfast with the Kainere Goa, Great Peace, and the Deohade Turo. Our ancestors had psychological medicine to help us, such as the four strings, also known as the small condolence. We clear our eyes, ears, throat, and chest. We must fix our body, otherwise the problems will remain. We can exercise our power physically, mentally, and emotionally so that we can save ourselves and the future generation. We can protect ourselves by using our mind, O Nigunra, a gift of creation, Wadezagarawi, We have been given eyes to see the danger while the white man tries to poison our minds. Our power comes from the peace of the source energy of creation placed in our minds, giving us our power when we need it. Yago, it is said that the Ganawida told us that we are all creator beings, none more important than the other. Our power can never be destroyed. Many are following the Admiralty Law that is destroying us. Singer-songwriter Dauge Dude says, everybody is talking. Political corruption. All across the planet, exploitation and destruction. Our past generations resorted to solutions to overthrow aggression with war and dissolution. But the real revolution is spirit evolution. Eternal soul is our true constitution.